Indiana food bank leaders say their resources are stretched to the limit as the need for support remains unusually high. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports those leaders say new federal work requirements added to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP or food stamps, will likely make the situation worse.
The new federal law partly frees people in certain situations, like homelessness, from work requirements that can prevent access to SNAP. But it also expands existing requirements to include so-called able-bodied adults in the 50 to 54 age range. Food Bank of Northwest Indiana CEO Victor Garcia says it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
What I do anticipate that we will see in Northwest Indiana is increased demand on our direct service programs, and we're already struggling having enough food to be able to maintain our current programs.
Research suggests work restrictions on programs like SNAP rarely provide the desired increases in employment, and Garcia says food banks across the state and country are asking Congress to double funding for emergency food assistance programs from $250 million to $500 million. So any savings from the new restrictions could be lost to such additional spending. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.